sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I'm here with the Queen Bee of Oklahoma Real Estate herself, Becky Ivins. How are you, Becky?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great today.
Good.
Got some rest last night.
Well, that always makes life a little better.
After a busy day.
What a week we've had.
Oh, my gosh. Fun.
Yes.
Fine. I'm not complaining.
Absolutely not.
It's a great time. But some folks in Norman did not have quite the luck. So they got hit by hail.
My son lives in Norman, is a junior at OU there. And so one of his roommates just got destroyed.
Oh, man.
She was at the Target parking lot, and just, my goodness.
Well, let's talk about the roofs, okay? We have got the king of the roofs and how to handle an insurance claim on the line. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. We're talking about, we've got another topic, but we did want to have you on because a lot of folks are having to deal with insurance claims, and I know you know how to do that. Robbins Roofing's been around 20 or more years, and they,
25.
So you guys know, like, how do you, what's the first step in filing an insurance claim?
Well, you know, I'm glad you asked, because in this storm, you know, we were down there on Thursday on lots and lots of roofs. A lot of these homes are people that have never been through this process before.
Okay, Larry, could you talk right into your phone? We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. That's perfect.
So anyway, step one is you really need to have your roof looked at by preferably Robbins Roofing, and let us verify the damage before you file a claim. Don't file the claim first, because not every property, hailstorms are funny. And so while this was a catastrophic event, and there are over, I think our reports are showing over 50,000 structures affected by this storm, it's always best to have a contractor look at your property and verify and then go from there. And then with Robbins, obviously, we can help you through the whole entire claims process, which is very important, because there are, I'll just say with COVID, there are lots of obstacles and hurdles to get through.
Well, and the thing is you guys look, I know when I call Robbins Roofing, and you guys have, I'm sure, 100 properties with my name on them there. I mean, not that I own 100 properties, but...
Sure.
I've been involved in putting roofs on a lot of things, sure. Or just doing repair. Sometimes you can do a repair, but you look at the whole structure for the insurance claim. Like if you have a swimming pool, it's likely to have damaged your tile on your swimming pool, lawn furniture, fences, guttering. There's a lot of things that can and get damaged, and you will bring someone's attention to those as opposed to just letting them go, right?
Well, you know, we've talked about this on the show for years, is the primary purpose of having Robbins meet with your adjuster is to make sure that everybody's on the same page and to make sure we don't miss anything, because we're all human and things can be missed. And so it is a full property evaluation for damage. It's not just we come look at the roof and say your roof's totaled. This storm blew out windows, it damaged siding, it did a lot of damage, to the properties. So, again, get the inspection done. The other thing is the challenges with getting adjusters out, and, insurance companies have cut way back. And so, there's going to be, you know, Don't procrastinate. Get get somebody on your property and get the inspection going. And if it's necessary to file a claim, get the ball rolling as soon as you can.
So the first step is to call a very good, reputable local roofer. And my favorite is Robbins Roofing. You guys get your pencil because I'm about to give you the phone number here in just a second. So call Robbins Roofing. They will come check your roof and meet the adjuster.
Yes.
So first of all, Robbins gets on your roof and tells you how much damage you've got. Second, you file the insurance claim. The adjuster comes out and sometimes there's no need for Robbins Roofing to come back out for the adjuster, but they often do that. And then let Robbins handle your whole insurance claim for you, because that's what they do.
Because with what's going on with material prices, just everything is going up every 7 to 10 days. So there's going to be supplements that are involved. You may sign up to get your roof done in May, and we may not be able to get the claim handled and everything done till June or July in some cases. So,
well, that's the insurance company. That's on the insurance company and on the adjuster. Right. You're not going to delay getting it done. You're going to work it in best you can.
It's just the process.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we're here to serve. We've got feet on the ground. And just like I said, call our office. We actually have two numbers. We have 728-3700 and then 376-4466.
So it's 405-728-3700. Call Robbins Roofing.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a blessed weekend.
Okay. Thank you so much, Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
And I appreciate your call in.
And, listener, you may not live where the hail hit, but you may have family or friends that you care about. And here's what's happening right now with your family and friends. There, I can almost guarantee that there are people knocking on their door, ringing their doorbell, saying, hey, I just want to hop up on your roof, and I'll tell you if you have hail damage.
Saw that yesterday, actually.
Did you really?
Yes. And it was, going slow along the roofing companies, and they want to get a sign in your yard that they're doing your roof so that no other roofing company will stop by your house. So do your diligence. At least start with Robbins Roofing. You don't have to use them, but start there.
Yeah.
728-3700. 405-728-3700. Hey, I had Valerie Ivins work for me yesterday. Uh-huh. That's a granddaughter. And she changed the 6,900 contacts in my Google. If it did not have an area code, it now has a 405 in front of it. So there's a little hack for that, by the way. Google Becky Ivins and go to Becky's Favorites.
And click on there, and we'll be back with how do you win in this crazy market with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We've been talking about the hailstorm that came through and just did so much damage, and anytime that happens here in Oklahoma, we have Larry Robbins with Robbins Roofing come on because it's so critical.
Yeah, and say the right steps to actually get your insurance claim filed and what to do first. And the reason you get a roofer out first, once you call your insurance agent, that's the first thing they're going to say. Yeah. Well, get a good, reputable roofer out there. And if you say the words Robbins Roofing to any insurance company, it's going to mean something because they have a stellar reputation with insurance company and consumers. So, but what are we talking about today?
The value of the house and multiple offers and in this crazy market. And it's all about supply and demand.
Yes, it is. And I thought what we would start out doing is just saying, how do you know the value of a house? And the market value of a house is determined by one thing, what the seller is willing to sell it for and what the buyer is willing to pay for it. That is market value. Now, appraisal value is a different thing, because the mortgage company goes by historical data, what has sold in the past, but then consumers are going by what the competition is and how much is it worth compared to other things on the market. So two different sets of data, but we're talking today about market value, what the seller's willing to sell for and what the buyer's willing to pay.
Yeah. In a calm market, often those are similar. But right now we're having a lot of instances where there is a fairly large gap. I had one yesterday, Becky, that was interesting. I've not seen this done before, but it was a home that said, we're expecting multiple offers. We're going to take all offers through the weekend up till Monday.
Right.
And then we're going to choose.
That could have been our listing.
It was not our listing.
Oh, okay.
It was not ours. It was a different one.
I do that strategically when I take a listing that I am aware is going to have multiple offers.
Right.
The thing is, you can only handle one big multiple offer a day. Because yesterday I handled 48 offers on the same property. Well, what has to happen on that is you make sure that the contract is all there. You look to see if each offer has submitted a pre-qualification letter or a proof of funds. If they offer cash, they need proof of funds, like a bank account. They redact the actual account number, but it does show their name, and it shows that they've got the money in a bank. And then you have to do a cost sheet on every single one. You have to calculate what would the seller net on this one and present all this 48 times to the seller. So it's kind of like, oh my gosh. Well, luckily I was dealing with someone that worked in finance. The seller was. And so he understood numbers, and he understood what. So I put all this on a spreadsheet for him, like just a Google sheet. And we list the buyer's last name, the price they offer. Well, actually, we list also the date the offer comes in and the exact minute that the offer comes in, because sometimes you get a complaint to the real estate commission that my buyer didn't get this and why.
Right.
So we've learned that the real estate commission wants to know all this stuff. And then we end up with the things we put on there also are, what additional items are they asking for? Which, maybe they're asking for the refrigerator or something like that. And then how many days do they want to inspect the property? And if they inspect the property, are they expecting to buy it as is, or are they going to ask for a list of repairs? And then amount of earnest money. Any other peculiarities in the contract, like maybe they say, well, if it has termites, seller agrees up front they are going to treat for termites. And another offer might say, well, if it has termites, we'll treat for termites. I mean, we're not going to require the seller to do anything. And that we also list the net to the seller. So that it's very easy for a seller to look at that sheet and go, okay, well, this nets me the most money. So, which is what this seller did. And then I backed up and just asked the question, but what are the other terms of the contract? We had three offers that were higher in dollar value than the offer that was accepted. Actually netted, about maybe $3,000-$4,000 more to the seller. But why did the seller accept the offer they did? I mean, what would possibly motivate a seller to accept less than what they can get out of a property?
So my guess on this, because I don't know the answer to this particular contract, is it's either they waived contingencies or they did a shorter time span. Those are the two that come to mind on the big.
Well, you are spot on, Mark.
Yeah.
It is, they this particular one waived contingencies, and the contingencies being inspections, no inspections. And they say right up front, no. In fact, they marked out the inspection paragraph in the contract.
And for that house, that was the right way to do it.
Well, the thing is that house happened to be in a trust, and the trustee was making the decisions, and he had not lived there.
Right.
So he didn't know what the condition of the property was. I mean, people were living there, so you assume most things are working.
Yeah.
You know, when someone lives there. And, but they waived inspections. They put up a decent amount of earnest money. I mean, $500 earnest money. Realtors, listen up. Nobody in their right mind is taking their house off the market for $500 earnest money, because they could walk away the day of closing and that's all they lose.
All they lose.
Yeah.
Every buyer I have, I ask the question, if you were the seller of this house, what would you do?
Right.
If somebody presented you an offer.
Right. And then you're not going to take your house off the market
No.
So with no contingencies, and then this house was full of stuff. Not a lot of valuable stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It was occupied by people who had lived there a very, very long time and kept the same furniture, and it was a smoker's house. So the smoker's house smelled like smoke. Actually, it was very, very thick in this particular home. And so the stuff in the house has no value.
Yeah.
Except it will take a lot of effort to move that out. The one that was chosen wrote in their contract, seller may leave any or all personal items in the property. So the seller doesn't have to deal with taking anything out of the property. Now, they can take anything they want prior to closing, but anything that's left, the buyer will take care of. And then they closed in a short period of time. The closing date was very short. The net was good, and the last thing was it had a good realtor. We put the name of the realtor down there because I want to tell you folks, there are some realtors that I would just rather not deal with. I've dealt with them before, and they get adversarial, and their goal is not to close that. Their goal is to stand up for their client to the point of making their own client's deal fall through. So we've got more to talk about.
It matters. We have a lot to talk about, and we're going to be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins, and we are talking Oklahoma real estate and gorilla hail. What?
It is time for the word of the day, and it is gorilla hail.
I heard this term used all over news sites over this past week, and our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing, whether small repair or complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700, 728-3700. You can trust them with your gorilla hail damage. So evidently, this is a term coined by Reed Timmer, who is infamous, famous, depends on who you talk to, storm chaser, who started using the term gorilla hail to mean hail that is the size larger than your hand.
Really?
Yeah. And you
can
see, and it has, like, and it's real spiky.
I was going to say, I think the spikiness.
Yeah.
And I don't know that it has anything to do with velocity, but hail can fall at different velocity, and that makes a lot of difference in the damage. And this week in Norman and southern parts of Oklahoma, and you don't have to be in Norman. I mean, you can be in Slaughterville. You could be in Noble. You could be down Asher.
Lexington, Asher, uh-huh. Yep.
And still get hail damage. And Robbins works Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So Robbins Roofing, that's who I call. I mean, they're checking my roof in Norman. I own a duplex down there. So I'm going, how many times can that little duplex get? I think I have put 6 roofs on that.
Wow.
But then again, I bought it like 30 years.
Yeah.
No, maybe. Yeah, 30 years ago. And you know, lots of roofs on the little duplex in Norman. But Robbins will just, when they're in Norman, they're going to go by and they're going to look and see what kind of damage there is, if any.
Well, and I feel like we say this nearly every time we talk about this, but it's really important that you know that there's most insurance companies, you have to put that claim in within the year that the damage occurred.
There's one that now it's 6 months.
That's 6 months.
So you've got to report your damage right away. First, you call Robbins and let Larry or one of the other guys climb on your roof and look to see if you actually have enough damage to file a claim. You do not want to file a claim if they're going to pay less than your deductible, because it goes against your rates if you file too many claims. So first call Robbins Roofing, and that's 405-728-3700. And then file your insurance claim, get the adjuster out there, and Robbins will meet the adjuster to be sure that you get paid for everything on your claim. The problem with claims right now is that the materials are going up so fast that by the time the roof actually goes on, if it's been 7 to 10 days since the damage occurred, the estimate is going to change. So if you just let Robbins handle your insurance claim, they will file a supplemental claim on the back end and collect the difference from your insurance company and that increase in the cost of the roof.
So if you need help in any of this, just go to BeckyIvins.com, click on Becky's Favorites, and has all that information there. But Becky, this is what's happening across the spectrum in real estate, is supply and demand. That supplies are limited, demand is high, and the cost of home is going up. Cost of the values in homes are going up.
Larry Robbins was saying, he was on a couple weeks ago with us, and he was saying that the OSB board, which is kind of like plywood, but it's a strand board, but it's like 4 feet by 8 feet. And Oklahoma has a new code that you have to put that on if you have like 1x6 or 1x8 decking on your roof. You can't attach shingles to that anymore. You have to put that OSB or plywood on.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that like a year or so ago, it was $6.43. And now it's like $45 a sheet, instead of $6 and something. So that's just a ridiculous amount of increase. So if you can imagine, if you needed, say, 50 of those sheets, well, that's a huge increase in price. It could be $1,500, $2,000 increase pretty easily. So if you know, you can call in and be a part of our show.
840-1000, 405-840-1000. Call in and you have your real estate question. Now, Becky, I mean, that's just, a lot of people are looking at home prices in Oklahoma, and we're not used to things jumping like they are. We've had a pretty steady market through the years, haven't we?
Well, since you've been licensed, it's been pretty steady. No, I sold
In the 1980s.
I sold in the 80s. The 70s, by the way, the end of the 70s, house prices were going up 1% per month.
Wow.
1% per month. That's a lot. 12% a year is a big increase. Okay. So, and then the 80s, things dropped to like half price after our oil bust.
Mm-hmm.
So the oil boom, everything went up. The oil bust, everything went down. And then everyone talks about this 2008 thing. that was a blip on the radar compared to what we had during the oil bust. The whole country didn't have the oil bust, though, because it was centered pretty much Oklahoma and Texas, because those were the oil-producing states back then. Now we've got West Virginia and we've got
Montana and North Dakota.
Yes, yeah. We've got a lot of other areas that are being mined for the petroleum products and for natural gas. So, you know, that makes a difference.
Yeah.
And Oklahoma has diversified. We have had great leadership to diversify our products so that natural gas and the energy sector basically is not over 50% of our product that we produce in Oklahoma. Do you know what one of our biggest things is? Medical research.
Oh,
huge,
really?
In Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So
I knew it was big, but
yeah.
Wow.
Okay. We have got Mike. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, Mike. How can we help you?
I just wanted to give a shout out to Larry Robbins. He was on your show a couple of weeks ago, and I called him up that following week about a leaking chimney that I've had, a fireplace, for years. And he personally came out twice at no expense and got up on the roof, got up on the side of the chimney. It's a tall, three-story, almost high chimney, and did some work on that and at no expense. And we didn't get any leaks that particular day or the following day. And I just think what he did was incredible to come out here and look at the problem that he's really not involved with as a roofer.
Do you know, I have my reason for liking the vendors that I like.
Right.
And the main thing with Robbins Roofing is that they have the same philosophy in their business that I have. And that is, everybody that calls my office, every caller, is needing help with something. So if we help them with whatever it is they need, if we help enough people, we will make a nice living.
Right.
And Robbins helps people. I mean, Larry Robbins and Jennifer Robbins, they're employees. Are in the business of helping people. So I appreciate that comment because it really is heartfelt. And
yeah, it's incredible. I've had people over the last 20 years, half a dozen different people go up there and either try to do something or not. And he came out here expecting nothing in return, and he may have solved the problem.
There you go. So, okay, good testimony on Robbins Roofing.
Thanks, Mike, for calling. That's a great. It's so good to hear the stories that come back from our vendor, from our favorite vendors that just get the job done.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, but I want you to call, particularly if you're a realtor, and tell me, what do you do to get your offer selected amongst multiple offers? Just call and tell us, or you can email me. I've got my email open so that I can look at it. What do you do to get your offer accepted?
So it's 848-1000, or you can email Becky at becky@beckyivins.com. We'll be back with more on News Radio 1000, KTOK, Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Before we go further, let's go ahead and talk to Jennifer Robbins this time. Morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Becky. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Jennifer.
You were going to go over Robbins Roofing, Jennifer Robbins with Robbins Roofing, and you do a lot of the insurance claims on roofs after hail damage. So can you just kind of go over the steps for our listeners?
Sure. So step one is, I say, just call your a local roofing company and let us come look. And it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. We'll come look to see if you have damage that you should go ahead and call your insurance company after that. And so that will be step one, just calling one of your local roofing contractors, and preferably us.
Yeah, there you go. 728-405-728-3700. Okay, and then what's the next step?
So if there is damage, then you'll call your insurance company. You'll make a claim. Some people like to deal with their agents direct, and so they will lead you the way. So from there, once the adjuster is scheduled to come out, you can call us. One of our guys will come out, meet with the adjuster. It'll just take all the headache out of your hands and put it in ours. So
filing that insurance claim is, I did that recently, and what I ended up doing was calling Jennifer, and this was a property I managed, and we had a fire about a year ago, and it was kind of, to me, it was very complicated. But I called Jennifer, and I said, Jennifer, can you check over this insurance claim for me? Because they're experts at filing insurance claims, and I would have left money on the table because she pointed out some things that I needed to collect money for, to have done to the property.
Yes, for sure. Our guys are the best. You know, we're looking through insurance claims all day long. So, you know, our guys find a lot of things that the insurance adjusters miss. And, you know, most of the time it's really an easy fix. And so let us just help you through the process. Also, you know, if there's a mortgage on the house, there's a packet that the mortgage will send you. I'm happy to help you with all that paperwork, do it for you. So, like I said, just give us a call at Robbins, 405-376-4466.
Thanks, Jennifer. And giving away headaches to other people is one of my specialties.
Yeah, for sure. Shift that little responsibility, or the huge responsibility, over to your good roofing company. And my favorite happens to be Robbins Roofing. Thank you very much, Jennifer. I appreciate your calling in. Mark, we've got about 4 minutes. I ask somebody to call in or send me an email about what do you do to get your offer selected. And Realtor Linda says, huge earnest money check.
Absolutely. So
Realtor Chad says, do it with not asking for repairs, buying as is. So what other things do you have to add to that?
So this is where you sit down with your realtor and the buyer, and you build your strategy over what fits for you, buyer. If they have the upfront money to put a large earnest money down, you do that. If they're able to close quickly, they do that. Or if they're able to close slowly,
right,
that
be
might
flexible.
Batter.
Be
yeah,
flexible
if
on your closing
flexible
date.
Flexible closing date. You set up with that. If they're able to waive contingencies, if they're able to guarantee the gap between the appraisal and the market price, that's another strategy. And so you have to come up with what is that buyer's best foot that they can put forward. And sometimes it's different for each house. Like sometimes it might matter, the earnest money matters most, and sometimes it's the closing date.
Well, and we're getting, if you don't buy cash, and a lot of people are buying cash now. I've never seen this much cash flowing mm-hmm. around. But if you're not able to purchase cash, most people aren't able to pay cash for a house. But if you're financing, get it from a good lender that has a great reputation, a good local lender, because I want to tell you, internet approvals that you get and print off from the internet do not hold water when there are multiple offers. Mm-hmm. They're pretty well just dismissed as, well, no, but do they really qualify? So if you get a really good lender and their signature at the bottom of that letter means something, and it's a local lender that all of us know, then that's a really good thing.
There's all the different parts of the offer, and what I do is oftentimes I will call the other listing agent and ask, what really matters to this seller?
What's most important? Does closing date matter?
Yeah.
Do they want to leave the appliances, or do they want to retain their own appliances? In Oklahoma, we do not sell appliances as real property. They are sold as personal property, and so they cannot be included in a contract unless you list them in there, that contract, and then they're not included in the mortgage. So
yeah.
And it's been fun talking to you about this this week. And do you know what we're going who we're going to try to get on next week? We don't have it confirmed yet, but Brad Russell with State Farm on kind of continuing on that insurance claim thing.
It'll be perfect timing for that. Thanks for joining us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.